Greenville.
Welcome to the Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District.
That's us.
That's us. And we're joined by Shelby this morning. So anytime we don't have a guest, Shelby will be sitting in with us because she's our intern and we're torturing her.
It's awful.
Help me.
See? No. Don't help her. She's an intern. She's here to learn. Help yourself, Shelby. We're glad she's here. And we're glad that you're here, dear listeners. We very much enjoy bringing you weekly programming on how to be a little bit greener, take care of our planet. It's a long-term investment.
Fun and interesting guests.
Yes. You know what I'm excited about?
What?
My favorite holiday is coming.
Thanksgiving. Halloween? Oh, no, Halloween's over.
No, I love Halloween, but between all the corn syrup and the candy and then all the wrappers that are going to sit in the landfill forever, I'm the house that gives out fruit.
Oh, you're the house the kids don't want to go to. They're like, you're giving out fruit. At least you're not giving out like pencils or something
or paperclip.
Oh, toothbrushes.
I'll have you know, the one kid that came to my house was very grateful to get an apple.
You had one kid?
Yeah, I was putting up. I didn't go trick or treating because they do a whole trick or treating thing in my neighborhood. So I went to their block party instead, and I came back and I was putting lights up on the porch. And one kid comes up and he says, "Trick or treat, I don't have anything for you." Wait. Yes, I do. Run inside, wash the apple that I have, give it to him. He seemed happy. He wasn't old enough to know that I was swindling him.
See, that's awesome because we, in our neighborhood, I was so excited to move here and to do Halloween because when I moved from Florida, I lived in a neighborhood where all the houses were really close together. So everybody would sit out on their driveway and the little children would come in their costumes. It would be awesome. So we went out, we bought a whole bunch of candy when we moved here and everything. And year one, which was 11 years ago now, we had one child. Mm. And that child was the teenager from next door.
And so, he got all the candy?
Yeah, he pretty much, well, no, because it was early. So we didn't know we weren't going to have any more children. So we have not done, and then we didn't have any kids in our neighborhood. So we haven't done Halloween in a long time. And this year, I'm laying on my couch watching TV, knock, knock, knock on the door. And I'm like, okay, kids, first of all, my light is not on. But secondly, I have nothing for you. I could give you like a jar of pasta sauce. That's what I had for Halloween. So I laid down on the couch and hid and didn't answer the door.
I got dog treats as I was out trick-or-treating. I like that. Like, why can't we give dog treats and apples and toothbrushes and
things? Somebody said that they were out and their kids were really thirsty and someone gave them bottled water. Now, we don't usually like plastic bottles of water, but in this instance, it was certainly healthier than candy.
That is true.
And they recycle, so that's okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. However, my very favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
Yum.
I love all the food. I love being surrounded by my family and friends. And it's just one of those holidays that you can really get behind. It's all about being thankful and grateful. You know what else I'm thankful for?
Tell me.
Local food.
Yay.
And sustainable Thanksgiving. I'm so excited to start shopping. I've already started coming up with my recipes. I'm definitely going to make something to do with sweet potatoes. And I may have to get a fake turkey.
A fake turkey?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you get a real turkey?
We'll save that for another episode.
Okay.
We'll do a vegetarian segment someday.
I got it.
I'm starting my holiday shopping and, eating local is very, very important as we've talked about many, many times, but especially for the holidays, you can get a lot of really good local food still. Swamp Rabbit Cafe is your one-stop shop. Well, no, there's many more places to go, but it very well could be a one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. They've got cakes and pies that you can order. You have to order them 2 days in advance, but they've got them for sale until November 23rd, which is the day before Thanksgiving. SwampRabbitCafe.com/pie, or you can stop in and they're handmade, all local and sustainable goods. And you can also, what's even more important, is get your Thanksgiving turkey from Swamp Rabbit Cafe. And they've got maybe about 10 or so farms that they work with to bring in turkeys. So you can pick what kind of turkey you want, how much turkey you want. You can look at the different farms and see, well, do you want no GMO? Do you want vegetarian fed? You know, I haven't looked at them because I don't eat turkey, but you can narrow down the kind of turkey that you want. And you know that they're all grown sustainably, locally, and kindly.
And we went, if you remember, Maddie had Thanksgiving at my house last year. And we, although she did not eat turkey, we went crazy looking for a local sustainable turkey. We went everywhere in Greenville. And that's where we wound up, at the Swamp Rabbit Cafe.
It's hard to find good, reliable meats.
Well, especially local turkey. I mean, some of your bigger box fancy stores, they had, you know, grass-fed turkey or, you know, whatever else it is, or free range. But nobody really had local turkeys. And then we went to Swamp Rabbit and our turkey was great.
Yes. So yes, eating mindfully is very important around the holidays. And Ingles is actually pretty good to get local food at, more regional food, but they're relatively good. Whole Foods sometimes has some good local foods. So keep that in mind.
Fresh Market
as you're shopping.
Does too. And the new Lowe's Foods.
Oh yeah.
They're
that's
all
right.
about local foods and they're in Greer.
Good. I forgot about that.
Yeah. They're delicious.
So eating mindfully is good. And so we talked about turkey. Choosing vegetarian sides is a nice way to help the planet, too. You can still have your turkey, have your meat, maybe have your gravy. But choosing things like potatoes, green beans, you know, different things like that. You don't have to eat meat for every dish with your Thanksgiving meal. And we'll do a whole segment on vegetarianism and the environment in a future show. But
we did that last year, though. All of our sides were vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And nobody missed. Everybody enjoyed everything. I think we had a nice group.
In place of my meat, I like to use eggnog.
What?
I love it.
Wait, just a minute. Explain this, Shelby.
Oh no, I'm just very. That's one thing I really love about this time of the year is eggnog comes back on the shelves.
Yes.
Or I make my own.
Love
so.
It.
We made eggnog one year, and I was like, the amount of eggs and cream that went into that was just.
Astonishing.
Sinful. It was astonishing and sinful, but that eggnog was. Now, what do you put in your eggnog? Do you put eggs. Brandy? Do you put rum? I mean, what is your nog?
I don't know if I've ever actually had eggnog.
Really?
What?
Oh, you're going to have eggnog this year. We're going to make it.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
You know what else I'm making you eat this year? Fruitcake. I make the most awesome fruitcake that is not like that brick that comes that many people like, oh, I got a fruitcake this year. Guess what, Shelby? You're getting a fruitcake next year. And then, Maddie, you're getting that same fruitcake.
Great. That's great. I will eat all of it. There will be no leftovers.
Perfect.
Speaking of leftovers, make sure when you're cooking your food, plan ahead and make only what you're going to eat. So this is really going to help you reduce your food waste. Now, some things like stuffing is good for the next week. So make a lot of it and eat a lot of it. But like things like, you know, you get into the salads and the veggies. And, you know, maybe those aren't going to be good after a couple days. So just, you know, make some smaller portions of those. And if you have food that you don't use, Loaves and Fishes is one really good organization that will take your food waste. I'm sure there are others. But Loaves and Fishes can take perishables, non-perishables, prepared goods. So you basically pack up your leftovers, give them a call and say, hey, I have this food. And they will get it from you and they will feed people with it. So it does not have to go in the garbage. And they're tax deductible. So you can take it off your taxes. And if you're donating a group for, like if your donation can feed 25 or more, they will come to you and pick it up for free. So if you've got a catered event and you have leftovers, do that. But yeah, call them ahead of time, Loaves and Fishes, to make sure that they're going to be prepared to take your leftovers. But very good way to not throw it in the trash.
And we'll put a link to their website on our website, SaturdaySplash.com.
We will. Yeah. And then as you're eating too, I know there's a lot of people and you want to like use the styrofoam plate and throw it away and have an easy cleanup. But if possible, if you're willing, reusable dishware is just amazing. That includes glasses, napkins, utensils, things like that. Even if you are going to throw it all away, go for paper. Please don't go for styrofoam.
Oh, no. Thanksgiving should be a nice meal. Use silverware and plates, for goodness sakes.
Yes. And get outside, people. Let's take a walk. Walk off some of that tryptophan. Trees Greenville has a Turkey Day 8K, so you can run 8K. And then, there's also a 5K. But, run and then eat. And it also supports trees. Good ways to have a sustainable Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
You're tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.